Good morning, everybody. This is our first connection. This is Cohen Beanderer. This is the first recording being done through Opus on really low bandwidth. So we're going to see how much space this takes up, because we are going to be uploading these things to the BBS server, and they're going to be available both through FTP and via Gopher. I think, you know what, and I'm pretty sure you could also get it through HTTP and HTTPS if you want to. All kinds of ways to get there. And I'm going to have to figure out a way how to transfer from OGG over to Opus so that so you can pick up some of the other things that I've been doing in relation to things. Now that I've got the asynchronous BBS going, we're going to go back to BBS, man, and you can get to it through any number of methods. I was a state police officer. I'm doing 70. I hope he's not feeling too gitchy. Anyway, so, and this is harkening back to the old days of how I used to do things. Here, let me. There. Okay, that's better. My first, quote, online experiences were through bulletin board systems, and I've finally gotten in a situation with equipment that I'm ready to run a bulletin board system again, and I've got stuff to put on it. And it's all very cool, and we'll see how things kind of run. I've been using the Caddy web server as both a reverse proxy and as one of my web servers. I've been slowly getting kind of off of it. Now I actually have, I use the web server that is actually built into to Synchronet BBS, so I need to get a little better at JavaScript server-side programming, which is fine because I think I'm going to go ahead and move my server for exalts.net. I think I'm going to rewrite that to work on JavaScript. Although I had something really, really cool kind of rigged up using ZFS, which I don't use on this particular server, because all of my files are really tiny. You know, I was using GFS has a way so that if your file is small enough, it'll actually keep it in the metadata, and it doesn't have to actually go out and access that file. It'll just see it in the metadata, it'll bring it in from there. You know, it's real groovy, and I hate to miss it. I hate to get rid of it. So, anyway, I'm really quite happy to be doing what I'm doing. It gives me a little bit of stuff to do. It gives me a little bit. This is going to be my, you know, I've decided to turn all this stuff into a hobby so that if I do make any money off of it, it's not really that much of a hassle. So there's that. I just got gas for $2.96. One of the great virtues of this part of the country is gas prices can tend to be low, and it's really a wonderful thing. I think when I get to Melrose, I'm going to get me a little snack. I think I'll go to Dollar General and get it there. Maybe some chips or something. Now that I'm traveling again, I get to play a little bit more than I usually do. So apparently, I've got the system set up so that when I'm not saying something, it blanks it out. And that's good, because I'm pretty bad about, as I'm going around, as I'm thinking, that it kind of blanks things out. So I want to listen back to this thing as I go, just to see how it recorded, and how well it did. So I don't need to worry about these long pauses that I take. It'll just skip right over. Now, it may be funny for you who are trying to listen to this and say, well, this is really boring. And you go, yeah, I know. Back to the Synchronet BBS. I'm using almost all the functionality it has. I've got to get it kind of trained up for FidoNet. And you know what? If it never gets visited by anybody except me, that doesn't bother me at all. I'm not unhappy with that kind of a situation. It doesn't bother me at all. So we're going to see ultimately RSS feeds pointing to Opus files might be a little tricky for a lot of podcast situations. We'll see how they behave. I'm very interested to see how small these files tend to be. So I'm wanting to make sure that I actually make one that's pretty long-winded, so that it picks up so it's comparable in size to what I usually do. It takes me about an hour and a half of a commute to get from work to home, and so they will be, I don't know if I'm really going to be making recordings that way. I'm coming up to Melrose here in a little bit, and I want to get a snack, so I'm probably not going to keep recording. But I can also pause it and see how that behaves through a pausing that I do. And that's pretty good. 65 miles an hour going home. Anyway, guy, what else is there to talk about? You know, I've gone different ways down these back roads in my life, because I don't really like being on the main roads. They're pretty obnoxious. One of the nice things is there is a back road out of the front gate that I can skip going to, since there's an Allsup's, I can get gas there, and I can actually skip going through Melrose if I want to, which works great for me. Melrose is nothing to me. My kids never went to school there. I didn't go to school there. Nothing really happened. It was, We always had different connections to places. So even though I'm going to stop by, if I need to stop by the Dollar General and get things, I can always go this way. But because there's too much traffic on this road, I tend to want to I tend to only be able to go 65. And on these little back roads, you know, it's no problem speeding up and going even faster. Because, you know, those guys say, well, it's posted 55. And you go, yeah, but that's just nothing. Nothing but to be ignored and not to worry about it too much. But I don't want to be the one that breaks the rules all the time. That's not right. Oh. So anyway, yeah. That was a big dead period. We'll see how it processes that business. I think it actually keeps the timer going and then just says there was nothing here for this much time. I don't know if it comes back and tries to fill in that time with nothing. I don't see the point of filling in with nothing. But that may be what makes things happy. I used to stop by the truck stop here when it had the cheapest gas and get some a really, really cheap root beer, can of root beer, and a little Debbie Star cluster. And I'll tell you that came from, when was I doing this? This was in like 1999. So there you go. What are the prices here? They're high. Oops. All right, let's go to, oops. Boy, I missed that road. Okay. Talk about the exciting Dollar General here in Melrose. I don't know how long this thing's going to stay around. A lot of these places are getting taken away. So it's just hard to say. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and pause this. I'm back. And hopefully this thing's going to be working okay. Oh, it seems to be taking really big. I don't know what the red lines mean. I don't know if that's stuff that gets bleeped out because it's just too loud or what. So, I tell you, I'm a guy that frequents. I'm a really rural guy. I know that confuses people when they say, well, where were you born and where did you grow up? And I say, you know, Los Angeles, California. Actually, the place I remember is Garden Grove, California, which is in Orange County. And I don't like traffic, so obviously, you know, I'm not a big fan of California. I've kind of avoided the place ever since I was 7 years old. You know, my family left California and came back out here to New Mexico, which is where my mother was born and she's from. She doesn't live here anymore. She lives with my brother in Utah, but I still live here. And my wife kind of likes it out here. So here we are, living in a town called Tucumcari, along Interstate 40, the old Route 66. And, don't want to go down Fifth? I do not. Okay. All these streets in Melrose, back when Melrose was a thing. Now it's just a school and really nothing else. A senior center. Sorry, there's a Hoppin' Senior Center here. Probably qualify for that now. So I know that may be. Anyway, I should have taken the turn. Now I'm having to mess with the school. And there used to be a bypass here. For people going to Tucumcari when Tucumcari was more of a going place. living out here in the middle of nowhere. I think Melrose may be properly sized for what it does. It really hasn't been a thing since 1910. It was the biggest city in Curry County, vying for becoming the county seat because Clovis did not yet exist until the railroad came through. Now it's just a place. Anyway. This car gets better gas mileage the faster it goes. I find that really interesting. And a blessing in disguise. If I sound a little weird, it's because I'm actually eating. My main soul food, which is summer sausage. It's got some virtue in that it's somewhat fermented. So, you know, when you go, oh, it's got too much fat, stuff like that, you go, you know what, really, it doesn't. There's not really a lot of fat in it. Let's see what's in it while we're sitting here trying to figure this out. And, oh, it has 30% of your saturated fat allotment for a day. Pretty good chunk of cholesterol. Sodium, it's got 30% of the sodium that you need a day. Of course, it's got 4 servings per container. I eat the whole thing, so that's 4. Here's the ingredients: pork, beef, water, salt, dextrose, that's sugar, spices and flavorings, corn syrup, solid, smoke flavor, paprika, sodium ethrobate, lactic acid starter culture, and sodium nitrate, gluten-free, ready. This is something that my wife can do, who is gluten-free. Trying to stave off some the inflammation problems from having bad knees, and I think it's just all creeping up on her. But she keeps doing the diet because it does make her feel better than not doing the diet, which is rough for everybody. She'd much rather eat the way she used to. But she's a better person than that, and she keeps up with it. So, I work up my BBS. Right now it's accessible pretty much over the internet. I'm going to have to rework it or add some more functionality to it to make it so that it can work with the Reticulum network, which I'm very much more a fan of. It's much more resilient. And makes things work better. I had to show my ID to get this DVD. What was the Partridge Family? That's pretty racy garbage. And, so yeah, that's interesting. And this thing called Dominion that has all these, they're not even B-listers, C-listers. And it says, this is from, Quebec says it's rated G. It's suitable for infants. 88-minute movie, but for other parts of Canada, this is for 14+, so it's got a little bit of a warning. This is kind of like the aliens are coming sort of thing. Dominion, the last star warrior. That sounds tricky to me. So we're going to have to see what that entails here. I paid all of $2.95 for it, along with two seasons of the Partridge Family combo pack for $2.99. Suzanne, you can't beat that price, man. I like Dollar General. These guys get some really cheap stuff. And they put out some interesting stuff that you won't see in other places. If you're not really married to big screen blockbusters, you can get quite a cool thing going. I can't believe that this road is getting as much traffic as it is right now. I've been passed by two or three cars lately, trucks. And there's this big thing coming up. Junction 89 is the road that I would normally take. No, that's not. That's the road that goes off the house the other direction. Not really interested in taking that one. It's a little bit off of my beaten path. The road to Feel is out here, which is the road that I would typically take to get back and forth to work so that I don't have to worry about getting nailed on the major roads. I'm actually on what I would consider to be a major road here between Tucumcari and Melrose. And I'll have to see if Google Maps actually is kind of groovy for me going more back way than I do. So, I don't know if I really want to get into this movie right now or wait until some morning. This is what I used to do on all my travels. Commuting back and forth to work, which I've done since, oh my gosh, you know, the last time when I talked about, I used to do this back in 1999, 2000, which was, let's think about it for a minute, 24 years ago. So I've been doing these kinds of shenanigans now for almost 25 years, probably just right at 25 years. I got the job at Eastern when I was working in Tucumcari. I got the job right after Y2K. You really want to know how these things work? That was how it worked back in the day. So, and I kind of get a kick out of doing this. This is kind of cool. Back then, I had an old stereo set that I, with a record player, and I would listen to records. You know, I had a Bill Cosby record, What Is Air? I had that, and I had like the soundtracks of some old musicals that I like, My Fair Lady, Fiddler on the Roof, things like that. I don't know if I had Tchaikovsky, but I had something like that. So I would listen to those a little bit. I had an old laptop, and and I would play. It was an old 486 laptop, cheapy, like a compact, and I had DOS on it, and I would run old DOS games on it. It was black and white, so I didn't have any of the really cool ones, you know. Plus, you really can't do arcade games while you're driving. And so I didn't do a whole lot of that, but it was available to me if I got bored with other things. And I would bring books, and I'd actually read books, because this road doesn't have anybody driving on it. So I would read books while I was driving back home from Portales to Tucumcari. I'm sure it's like, can we retroactively fine you for, you know, reckless driving? And you go, no, I could read and keep track of with peripheral vision what was going on. Like, this road gets a lot of traffic, and I'm not catching up to the guy up in front of me, because I think he's doing 70, and I'm only doing, you know, I think I'm doing about 65. Okay, so, I peeled the labels off of my videos here. Look how many discs this thing has in it. It's got one. Oh, it's got to have a couple of discs. Oh, it's got several. Oh, okay. It's in one of those cases that holds 1, 2, 3. It's got 4 discs in it. Wow. Mill Creek Direct, baby. Find more on Mill Creek Direct. DVDs and Blu-ray. Yeah, these guys are a press factory. They do a lot of good stuff. So, that could be fun. Of course, I've also got all the old, I've got a couple of old sci-fi sets that have 50 movies in them, and they're usually really crappy 50s and 60s black and white movies, and I just saw that I've got a little bit more with 50 musicals. So it's 50. It's one of the things that has 50 musicals on it. And you go, oof, okay. I think that thing would be, these are pretty crappy musicals, you know. It's not going to be Rodgers and Hammerstein particularly. It's going to be stuff like that. Although I watched an edition of Cinderella that had Julie Andrews in it when she was just starting out. But of course, you know, that was after she had done some things, so she was a big star, and they did it on TV. And she was okay. I don't know how much singing. I don't remember how much singing she did, but it wasn't very much. And that might be featured on that 50 musicals. Oof. We shall see. Anyway, so yeah, am I nostalgic? I'm cheap. I'm God's gift to cheap, and always will be. And that's just the way I am. Although I do a lot better fiscally than I used to. I never lost my interest in cheap. I used to record up all night. USA Network. My mom had cable. She was always a cable person, and she had the USA Network, and especially when we were living in Clovis before my mission, and after my mission, when I got married, while we were just our first, we spent a few years in Clovis, actually quite a few. Had 2 different houses in Clovis that we were actually doing a mortgage on, believe it or not. My wife and I were looking at jobs in Clovis, and then that kind of fell apart in 1994. We did one little run to Farmington, and then I got on at WIC in Roswell doing traveling WIC nutritionist. And I did that for a while, not very long at all, to be honest. And there was an opening that came up in Tucumcari, and I grabbed that one, and we moved to Tucumcari Carry, and we stayed at Tucumcari Carry. Saw no need to move out. I took a job. WIC was a very steady job for a couple of years, and I was getting very bored as the WIC nutritionist. And then somebody said, you should work with my husband. He works offshore, makes a lot of money as a mechanic offshore. Now, I wasn't a mechanic, but I got on as their technical guy, even though I had no technology background. But it kind of opened up for all the things that I did since then, which was really good. I would bounce back and forth between home ec and tech until it just got a little too silly, you know. Do little contracts here and there for public health. Really wasn't, didn't make much money, and it was, and that was about as good as it was ever going to get. It was in the 40s, in the 30s, the 40s. So I took a technology job and just went from there, and have really profited greatly off of this. God's really been wonderfully kind to me. You got to know that I attribute every good thing that happens to me to God. So right now, what I'm doing right now is a huge attribution to God. Recruiter called me, recruited me to this job. Working at Canton Air Force Base, which is relatively a hop, skip, and a jump from where I work now, where I've been living for a very long time. Different places, on and off. Anyway, so how much do I have now? I've got 40 minutes on here. Oh my gosh. I might be well set to go ahead and do an episode or two of the Partridge Family. I believe Partridge Family was a half hour show. And that's great, because that means it's like 21 minutes. And that makes it extremely well suited for the little bit I'm going to do here, which I've only got about an hour and 15. I've only got about an hour left before, no, about half an hour before I get home to Lisa Jane. I tried to connect stuff so that I could make good on that I was at Canon, and I just couldn't get out information. I couldn't push it out, which is a darn shame, because it would have been nice if they could have contacted me. All right, we're driving past Forest. It's probably a good time to go ahead and stop this recording. And it's too bad I'm talking, because Forest is nice. It's got a nice little school. You know, all the windows are broken out. It's just been abandoned because it's an abandoned school. Anyway, so have a great day, and enjoy our first episode using Opus to save space. And I hope it goes well, and I hope that it's intelligible enough to work good for you. This is Jason Devereaux. You've been listening to Cohen Meanderer. Have a great day.